This is Sunday Side Up, a presentation of Sarkis Tarzian Incorporated. Here's your host, Barb Richards.
Good morning, everybody. It is Sunday Side Up, and I love being here with you on the weekend. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. We're really going to be talking to parents today and the younger kids between the ages of 15 and 25. Did I say kids? I'm dating myself. Allie Hess is in here. She's like, I'm not a kid. Anyway, but a very cool program with Three Rivers Federal Credit Union. You've probably been seeing parts of it over the past few years, but let's just jump into it. Three Rivers Federal Credit Union here in Fort Wayne. Does a program called Young and Free Indiana. Am I right, Allie Hess?
Yes.
Allie is the spokester for it. That's a new word. I would have said spokesperson, but you say spokester.
Yep, we like to keep it fun.
All right, so tell us a little bit about how this program started and how you got involved.
Mm-hmm. Young and Free is actually a program run out of Currency Marketing in Canada, and they're a marketing agency for credit unions. Three Rivers then purchased Young and Free, Indiana. There are several different regions right now, I believe seven different spokesters. And our job is to provide financial literacy to those under the age of 25. And we do that just by being out and about at events, running campaigns such as we'll be talking about the scholarship and student loan seminars, and just kind of building a relationship with the 15 to 25-year-olds in our community.
Because that's really about the time that you get to be on your own. Mm-hmm. I remember getting my first credit card. I remember, you know, moving away from home at the age of 18 and having to start handle everything on my own. And it's very overwhelming.
Absolutely. It's terrifying. So, yeah, I think a lot of people, you know, we're kind of... It's fairly new in Indiana, but I already have people coming to me. What did you do in this situation? Or can Three Rivers help me out with this? So it's definitely up and coming. And I think people are feeling a little bit more comfortable in terms of financially related topics in college and high school.
And it's always been a very important thing in your life to be able to handle your finances well. But I just have to tell you, as a mother, so different for you guys. Mm-hmm. You guys are growing up in a completely different world, especially when it comes to your career and your job. Mm-hmm. It's going to really put the burden on you guys, I believe, to be able to handle your own retirement, because we're going to be gone. There's nothing left, honey.
Yeah.
So what's one of the, give me three things that you feel that your involvement with Indiana Free, or I'm sorry, Young and Free Indiana, have taught you?
I have learned so much. And talk about overwhelming. I kind of went in with this. I've never thought that I would work in finances or in a credit union or anything like that. So I'm learning right along with everyone else. A lot of times people will come to me and, hey, what is a credit score? Why is that important to me? And so I might not know those answers right away, but I will go out, do the research. I have those connections within the credit union and give that feedback back. I think something that I've really learned and taken away from it is I recently graduated from college, IPFW, and I knew that I would have to deal with student loans eventually, but I knew nothing about consolidation. That was something that... You know, getting this position, being in the credit union, you know, I was able to go to different people and find out how to go about doing that. So that's a lot less stress on me. Instead of paying three different people, three different companies, I can take care of it all in one place. I think I kind of came in thinking, secondly, that credit cards were a bad thing. I was always told, you know, don't get it unless you absolutely need it. You don't need a credit card, but how else are you going to build credit score? So... that's something as well. And I think overall, just you asked for three things. I'm kind of struggling here. But
no, those are three great things, I think. I think we can delve into those details a whole lot more. So, and we are going to talk about an upcoming scholarship program. Well, actually, it's going on right now. So let's work in a mention of that. Then we're going to go back and talk about some of these other things. Tell us about the scholarship program.
Scholarship program, we've been giving away scholarships for several years now, probably well over $50,000 in total. This year, in 2013, we're giving away more than $10,000 in scholarships and prizes. Anyone between the ages of 15 and 25 who is a Three Rivers Credit Union member can apply if they are accepted this fall at an accredited institution.
Okay, so Young and Free Indiana has got a scholarship program going on with Three Rivers Federal Credit Union. Don't jump into that. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Sure. Over the last several years, Three Rivers has given away over $50,000 in scholarships. And this year alone, we're giving away more than $10,000 in scholarships and prizes. So it's really exciting. Anyone between the ages of 15 and 25 who's been accepted for the fall of 2013 to an accredited institution can apply. You do have to be a Three Rivers member.
Can you become one if you're not?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. And all that we ask is that you fill out an application. That's probably the hardest part because the question that you have to answer is what would you do with $50,000? You can answer that in a video format or a short essay. And that question comes from recently there was a survey done
that showed something about $50,000 that can make an impact in communities.
Well, there's a survey done that shows that by being a lifelong credit union member, you can save over $50,000 in fees and interest.
I am a lifelong credit union member, and I will have to agree with that statement.
Mm-hmm.
That's very, very true.
Yeah. So the big thing this year within Young and Free is what would you do with that $50,000? If you didn't have to pay for education, you didn't have all those, you know, bills, utilities, gas, like just anything like that, what would you do?
Do I have to use it for something good? Because I know that that's important. But the fun side of me says Europe.
You know what? That's
Mediterranean
totally
cruise. Something, you know.
Yep. And we want totally honest answers. You know, we're not looking for I'm going to go out and change the world and do all these.
You're not looking for that Oprah
totally
moment.
Yeah,
that's okay.
I mean,
it doesn't have to be an Oprah moment.
If they
moment.
Give us an Oprah moment, that's great. But if they want to take a cruise or, you know, have an indoor water park in their house, it's whatever.
Good idea. Is that what you would do? What would you do?
I would love to. I think travel is always going to be number one on my list. But aside from that, I really eventually want to start a small business. So I think I would use a lot of that money towards opening a small business.
Good for you.
Yep.
An entrepreneurial side of yourself.
So. Eventually. Yeah.
Well, let's go back to some of the things that, okay, well, first of all, how do they can enter online, right? I've looked at the website. It's very easy to find everything.
Yep. On our homepage at youngfreeindiana.com, at the top there, there's a scholarship link, and that'll take you to everything that you need to fill it out.
Mm-hmm. Again, going back to the program, I just think it's wonderful to be talking to that age group. I don't think you can start your financial planning early enough. And so many kids get pushed out into the world and make some bad mistakes.
Yeah.
Not intentionally. They can be great people, but when all of a sudden you've got every day $10,000, $20,000 in credit card offers coming your way, do you have a credit card now?
I do not. I had one for a long time, just mostly for gas, for filling up my car. But hint, hint, with this Young and Free spokester position, you get free gas for a year. So I was able to cancel that.
Did you find it difficult? Were you tempted to spend more?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I would only use it for emergencies. I mean, it was just kind of to build my credit score, but I think I just had so much fear in me about credit cards. And I think part of the issue with kids nowadays, and I love my parents dearly, but we're very babied when it comes to financial topics.
Y'all got the trophy. Y'all got the trophy.
Yep. So
we lament that decision, by the way. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's great that to have someone kind of your own age or in your age range, you know, out there finding out this information, relaying it to you instead of, hey, we'll take care of it for you. And
so when you speak to groups this age, do you talk about your own experience with the credit card?
And good. For sure. Yeah. Because I think they're going to relate to that a lot more than, hey, I Googled this, here you go, you know, or it's great to go to those contacts that I have at Three Rivers and get the information from them. But I feel like there's a little more trust when it's coming from someone who's just kind of out and about and doing exactly what they do on a daily basis.
When I was young, the phrase was never trust anyone over the age of 30. So some things are just every generation has their own thing.
Yeah.
We'd love to tell you we've been down that road. Mm-hmm. We ourselves made a lot of financial mistakes. And thank goodness the 401k started in your jobs, because that is just huge and is going to allow us to be able to enjoy our retirement. But now you guys are looking at maybe some of those things going away as businesses are reinventing themselves, pulling back on benefits. So, again, I think you just can't start early enough to understand the importance of a savings account. Do you have a savings account?
Yes, I do.
Good. Mm-hmm. Good. And how would you rate your responsibility with money before you got to be the spokesperson versus afterwards?
I think I've always been a very thrifty spender, but I was, when it came to, like I mentioned, student loans earlier, I did a lot of avoiding and a lot of procrastination, and I'll get to it eventually. So I think that my savings has always, I've always been on a good path with that. But I mean, even better now that I am in this position. But when it comes to those student loans, the credit cards, things like that, I feel a lot more comfortable. I think I'm going to make much, much smarter decisions. Mm-hmm. Instead of putting things off, taking care of them, I know that that's really important now. Mm-hmm. So
absolutely. Yeah. We're going to talk more about credit scores and about student loan consolidation, some of the other issues that the young people are facing. The website has got a wealth of information. You can find it youngfreeindiana.com. I suggest that if you have a kid in your household that's looking towards going to college, I think it's interesting, Allie, that it's open from 15 on. Mm-hmm. But is that because so many of the kids in high school now are starting to take college courses and it, you can apply
college
it that way?
College courses, more and more kids are getting jobs. And even if, you know, they're not at that point yet, we want them to have that head start so that when they do, you know, 2-3 years later, they're not going in totally blank slate. So
we should mention here before we take a break too, that the scholarship competition that's going on does have some deadlines. Do you know those deadlines?
Yes. March 11th at 5 p.m. Is when we'll stop taking applications for scholarship. Then March 12th through the 18th is a week-long voting period. So say you apply for the scholarship and there are going to be 10 winners of a $1,000 scholarship. Three Rivers will select those winners. But then that March 12th through the 18th, there's a public vote. So make sure you let everyone you know to go and vote for you on the website. We'll have an additional $1,000 $500 and $300 prize too. So
is it only members of the credit union that can vote, or is it open to the public?
Anyone can vote.
Okay, yep. Very cool.
And then one voter will actually win an iPad. We'll be randomly selecting. So voters can win in this too.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Okay, again, youngfreeindiana.com, and we're going to recap everything. And we're also going to post all of this information on our website too, so that you can, you know, I was always looking for scholarship money for the kids. Mm-hmm. You think it's going to be there because they play a really good game of volleyball or baseball, or they play a musical instrument. But yeah, it's not as good as you think. It really isn't. This is Sunday Side Up. We'll be back with more after this.
Sunday Side Up is heard each week on WAJI-FM and WLDE-FM Fort Wayne, both proudly owned by Sarkis Tarzian Incorporated.
This is Sunday Side Up, and I'm Barb Richards. Thanks for making us part of your weekend. Always appreciate that. Young Free Indiana with Three Rivers Federal Credit Union is what we're talking about. Allie Hess is here, and she's the Young Free Indiana spokester for this area and Three Rivers Federal Credit Union. So you will talk just a little bit about credit scores. Mm-hmm. What did you learn when you got into this program about credit scores?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd always heard about credit scores, but I never knew exactly what the benefit was of, you know, why you needed one. And then I started hearing friends say, well, I can't get a house. I can't get a car.
Yeah.
I can't get any of these things because I have no pre-existing credit. So building that is definitely important. Maybe not right now, maybe not in your teenage years, but eventually it's going to come back and you're going to need that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Even for us, I mean, mm-hmm. I remember somebody had to give me that first loan. Somebody has to give you that first credit card, that $250 limit, doesn't have to be much. I know some kids have applied, gotten the credit card, used it once, twice, five times, whatever, and then cut it up so mm-hmm. that they're not tempted.
Yep.
So whatever you need to do to control it. But I think learning how that self-control mm-hmm. is good.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So you ever heard that technique of some people have broken their spending habit by freezing their credit cards in a block of ice in the freezer? They put it in a block of, like, in a bowl, and so it's floating in a big uh-huh. bowl, and then they freeze it. So then that to get to it, really, perhaps some sort of counseling might help.
Yeah.
You.
I'm going to blog about that. I think that's a good idea. See how that works.
But it's true, and mm-hmm. credit scores can get fixed, but it takes a long time.
Yeah.
And Allie, you're looking forward to being on your own. Mm-hmm. Do you live at home still, or are you living on your own?
I'm living on my own now. I'm renting a place here. So.
And does that rental, does that get help with your credit score mm-hmm. there?
Yep, that as well as utilities. definitely are helping right now.
And because you didn't have any credit, so you didn't have bad credit.
Right.
But, you know, utilities will make you, if you have bad credit, make you do deposits. All of a sudden, you're spending more and more money. So.
Yeah.
And then you talked a little bit about student loans and the consolidation. Were you responsible for paying for your college?
Yes. My mom actually helped me cover half of it from the get-go. But I'm paying her back now and then paying the student loans off that I own. So, like I said, I was able to kind of push it aside and not worry about it as I was going through college. But then all of a sudden, I was like, okay, I'm in the real world. I'm graduated, and here they are to haunt me. So, finding out about consolidation options, deferment options, all of those things were definitely helpful.
And you went to Three Rivers, and they helped you through the process because
they
I think dealing with Sallie Mae is going to be very confusing and very intimidating.
Very, when you've got people calling and, hey, like, what's the deal on this? Where are you right now? And not fully understanding all the terms that they're using, things like that. So,
step us through that process.
Yeah. I had all the documentation from my three different loans, and I just popped into the credit union and asked, you know, when I was on a deferment plan for, it's actually going through this spring, but I wanted to know, how can I go about not paying three different people at three different times every month? You know, it's getting really confusing. So they just helped me figure out how I can consolidate all of those into one so that you're paying once or twice a year, not a year, but a month to one place as opposed to all over the place when I've already got utilities and rent to worry about and different payments.
It's hard to remember to pay all of those bills.
I do a lot of automatic payments. I also am kind of nerdy in that I guess I have a dry erase board above my desk, and every month I'll change out when certain things are due, just because I'm a very forgetful person. So if I don't do that.
Automatic bill pay.
Yes, automatic bill pay. Yeah.
I love it. I use it all the time. We were talking off air here. Use it all the time. Don't have to worry. Don't have to worry about anything not being there on time.
Yep.
Never get late fees.
Exactly.
Always end up paying it off before the 6 months same as cash, Best Buy, or the year same as cash comes due. So I highly recommend bill pay. When you are out and about, Allie, and you're talking to groups or at an event or whatever, what are some of the most common questions you're asked? What do you find yourself giving the same answer to over and over again?
What is a credit union?
Okay. All right.
That's the biggest thing is...
What's your answer?
Yeah. My answer typically is that most kids my age don't realize that at a credit union, by being a member, you own a part of that credit union. So you're helping to make decisions. You can go in and say, well, hey, I think that we need to focus more of our attention here or there. On top of that, whereas a bank is for-profit, credit union is non-for-profit. We're actually cooperative. So explaining all of those different terms and things like that really, I think, open people's eyes to that credit union movement and why, you know, we want people to get excited about it. And, you know, the lower fees and interest is huge. That $50,000 question, we can come back to that.
Why are credit unions able to charge lower interest fees?
I think mainly because the members are the owners, and we're not giving those bonus checks and things like that to Wall Street. We like to think Main Street instead of Wall Street. It's going back into the community. It's going back to the members.
I think that there's a big part of the population, not just the 15 to 25-year-olds, that don't understand the difference between a credit union and other financial institutions. But it's always kind of been a part of my life, so I really do have a good handle on it. I've always encouraged the kids to go down that road, too. So what I really like is when they send me that email and say, you know what, we just love you, and we want to give you this low interest rate, and you just go out and buy whatever you want, you know. And, of course, we have to pay it back. Never forget that you have to pay it back. I bet that's one of the hard things for kids to really understand.
Yeah. Yep. It's so exciting to be able, you know, easily get it and go, but that's something that I've definitely learned even in the last few months, to think ahead, to know that I'm going to have to pay that back, that there is interest. So,
and what you do today can affect what you want tomorrow. You know, I assume that you're not going to want to stay in apartment living your whole life. You're going to want to get that house. You're going to want to borrow money to go on a trip or buy a boat? Mm-hmm. I don't know, you know, whatever. So do you get into that with the kids to think long term?
Yeah. And I think a lot of kids have a better handle on thinking long term. They just don't know the options that they have in terms of like savings accounts. A lot of people are like, well, if I'm not gaining that much by having it in a savings account, why bother putting it in there? Things like that. So that's where I try and point out, well, look, it's going to grow this much in a year, this much in 3 years, things like that, so that they can get excited and say, I can do this on my own and I'm not going to be majorly in debt mm-hmm. years from now. Mm-hmm. So I think, people are kind of looking ahead, but there's this weird block of how do I get there? I know I want to do this and do well. But.
And I think every young person goes through that get rich quick scheme phase. Mm-hmm. Quite honestly, there are older adults that are still going through a get rich quick scheme. Really on occasion. Okay. Yeah. Yes. People do win the lottery. Mm-hmm. People do get willed a lot of money. Although I'm not sure that's a good thing. I think I was part of the part of Fort Wayne where I went to school with a lot of the parents or with the kids whose parents owned businesses that were mm-hmm. starting in Fort Wayne, left their kids a lot of money. I had a lot of friends that have had a lot of trouble handling that amount of money. So yeah. Not so sure if it's a windfall, if that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. So. But it's really good to think long term. And again, there is no get rich quick scheme. Yep. You have a blog on that yes. site. What do you talk about in your blog?
Everything.
All right.
I've done everything from, I try and have kind of themed days going on. It used to be Music Mondays. So often I would just pull up a song and somehow relate it to finances. So it kind of stuck in people's heads. That's changed over to Money Mondays. So every Monday, it's just something financially related. Feature a lot of like Three Rivers products and services that we can do for them. We do giveaways on Thursday. Every Thursday is $10 Thursday.
See to brands.
Yeah. We've got
Valentine's
lots of good
Day.
Stuff. Yes, it was. Yeah. But yeah, we try and tie finances into that as well. Just help people kind of learn how did this business get where it is? What did they have to do? Are they credit union members? Things like that. And then we'll ask a question. Related to whatever it is I'm giving away. And the public can respond via social media, and I'll choose one random winner a week. Fridays, I talk about food. Everybody loves those posts. How to kind of create awesome recipes on a budget and things like that.
Yeah, so, it's like Pinterest for the Three Rivers Federal Credit
Union. Yeah, it's like a little Pinterest.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. So you got to see Meet Matchbox 20 and
yes.
Philip Phillips there.
Yeah, that
Good
was
show.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Awesome show.
Now, Philip Phillips is pretty young. Did you talk to him?
I did.
About Young and Free Indiana?
Yeah. not so much about that, but it's kind of quick meet and greet. But
Yeah. But again, there you see, I think, played out lots of times with young celebrities, mm-hmm. Lindsay Lohan, over and over again on how silly people can be with their money.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So, well, I just think it's a wonderful program. I have been hearing about it through the past few years with Three Rivers. I mm-hmm. thought it was a great way to focus. And your blog is very interesting. Good job.
Thank you.
Allie Hess is the spokesperson for Young Free Indiana. The scholarship program is going on right now. And again, what are the deadlines again?
March 11th, we will stop accepting applications. And then March 12th through the 18th, we want to encourage people to get everyone they know to vote for them. Around March 25th, we'll announce the winners then.
Good. Very good. Mm-hmm. So come back when you make your first million?
For sure. Yes. I was here first.
All right. Very good. Find out more. It'll be linked on our website also. You can all be able to download this Sunday Side Up. If your kids aren't awake now and you'd like to play it for them, please do. It will be on our website tomorrow at WAJI.com. And we'll have all those links and everything. Allie, you're delightful. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Three Rivers Federal Credit Union and YoungFreeIndiana.com is what you want to check out. You guys all have a great weekend. What is left of it? And I'm Barb Richards on Sunday Side Up.
Thanks for tuning in for Sunday Side Up with your host, Barb Richards. The views expressed in the show are not necessarily those of Sarkis Tarzian Management. For comments or questions, please contact the station directly.